Hello, Cleveland. This is Alex Hoffman from the Too Much Effing Perspective podcast, and welcome to Quick Taps, short episodes with short stories for short attention spans. Our theme today, unaccommodating accommodations. Those Spinal Tap moments on the road when sleep takes a backseat to staying alive. Our first story is from Bob Appel, one of the founders of the famed music club, The Knitting Factory, and guitarist of the popular 80s Midwest band, Swamp Thing, as well as the current band, Von Doodle Dandies, who just released an album on Bandcamp called Kaleidoscope Dream. Bob tells us of the time Thing got to crash in a place that Jason from Friday the 13th would have found very comfortable, a summer camp.
I was the guy in the band who would basically, for small amounts of money, take on any reasonable dare. And so we had no place to sleep in Traverse City. So Jonathan Zaroff, songwriter in Swamp Thing, had a friend who was head counselor at a summer camp. And she invited us to stay at the camp. And we got to the camp and we thought, well, she's going to give us some bunks and stuff. And she said, well, I can't do that. Here are some sleeping bags. You can sleep in the cafeteria, but you have to be gone by 8 a.m. in the morning. So Steve Bear, the drummer, comes out of the kitchen with a, remember the old generic cans, just black and white labels, and it says beef. And so they got a pool together, and I think it was something, you know, $10 a piece. So for $30, they dared me to eat the beef from top to bottom of the can. They said, you can't read the label until afterwards. And then afterwards, of course, they told me that there were beef lips and noses and all sorts of things in there.
That certainly could have caused a beef with our tour manager. Next up is Kerry Alexander, whose Minneapolis band, Bad Bad Hats, got to sleep in a theater of the absurd.
When you're young, you're staying at a lot of friends' houses because you can't afford hotels. And then the one night you do get a hotel, it's like the most luxurious experience of your life to roll up to the Hampton Inn and eat that egg folder breakfast in the morning. It feels divine. But also, we've been lucky because sometimes our parents have work colleagues. And so often we do get to stay in nicer homes where everyone gets their own bedroom, everyone gets their own bathroom. And on one tour, we had a situation like this. We're rolling up to the house, and this neighborhood is nice. It's like one of those with a median with like a fountain just in the neighborhood. And it's like, okay, this is going to be good. Like, we're all excited. And we pull up to the house, beautiful, gorgeous house. And we walk inside, and the first thing we see is a bathtub in the foyer. And so we come to learn that this gorgeous home is under construction. 90% of the house is out of commission, except for the first floor half bath is done, and it is gilded. The sink is golden. And when you turn on the light switch, classical music plays. But so we end up sleeping in the in-home theater and the leather theater seats in our little sleeping bags, like little mummies in front of the big screen.
And our final story comes from Kristen Slip and Cole Cameron Green from the band Meadows, which just released their new album, Light Moves Around You. Kristen and Cole told us about the time they stayed in what Spinal Tap would have called a hellhole and could best be described as a Motel 6, 6-6.
The guy who was managing the restaurant offered to put us up. So we were like, that sounds great. So he left and gave us directions to get to his place. So we pack everything into the trailer. The six of us get into the minivan. And, you know, it's late at night. It's after midnight. It's dark. And we start following the directions. And it's leading us into the woods, down a dirt path into the woods. And the trailer is going, gush, gush. It's like, we're all shaking. And some of us are freaking out that we're going to get stuck. But we press on. We get to the address. And the house is dark. Usually, like, when you're staying with people, they'll at least leave the light on for you. Like, something. There'll be some indication of where you're meant to be going, right? And most of the time, if you don't know the people, they'll be there to, like, greet you. So there's no indication that this is the right place, but this is the address. This is where Google sent us. So we gingerly enter the property. The door was unlocked. Again, it's dark. So we're like using our flashlights and we're like, is this the fucking place? Someone sees a picture on the fridge and they're like, I think that's the guy. So we're like, good enough. So we had nowhere to go. We were broke with six of us in the middle of the woods. Where are we gonna go? Now we need to figure out where we're all going to be sleeping.
There's no note or directions.
There's no note. There's literally nothing. Like, there's nothing. There's no way to know. Beyond the living room was a bedroom, and the door was cracked. So I was like, maybe, like, we're supposed to, some of us can go in here. So, but you don't know, like, who the fuck is in there. So we're like, push the door open, and it's an empty room. To the left of the door, there was, like, a big mattress on the floor and like a ton of blankets. The bed was all mussed up. It was not made. Me and Cole and one other dude in the band were like, well, I guess we'll all sleep in here on this bed.
It was a big bed.
And then the three other guys, one person was on the couch, and then two people were on the floor on mats in the adjacent room. We settle in for the night. We get into the bed. It feels like sandy. And I was like, oh. And then I'm like, this doesn't feel right. And get my flashlight out. And I look down and I'm laying in glass. Glass.
Broken glass.
Broken glass. It was weird. Oh, it was gross. It was so gross. So I slept on top. Somehow we got through the night. We all woke up early and we're like, let's get the out of here. So we go into the other room and we're like, how'd you guys sleep? And the band member who had probably booked that gig wanted the guys to sleep on the floor. And he said that in the night, a kitten was terrorizing them. And at some point the kitten had puked on his head.
Ah, the indignities. That reminds me of when Carrie Brownstein from Sleater-Kinney told us the glamour and the squalor sit side by side on tour. She sure got that right. And then there was the time that Roger Miller, guitar player for Boston post-punk legends Mission of Burma, spent the night on the floor of my seedy Milwaukee apartment. I wouldn't have slept on that carpet, but, you know, fortunately he had an air mattress, so it was all okay. And then, as a quid pro quo, he took me out the next day for a gyro sandwich at Milwaukee's beloved spot, Oakland Gyros. Seems like I got all the glamour and Roger got all the squalor, but what are you going to do? Thanks for joining me for today's Quick Tap. And remember, please sign up for our mailing list on our website, tmepshow.com. We'd really appreciate it. And we almost never send emails, so we won't be spamming you. Tune in next week when my co-host Alan Keller and I return to tickle your tail feathers with more Spinal Tap moments on Too Much Effing Perspective.
Although it would be as great as having armadillos in our trousers, this podcast is not affiliated with This Is Spinal Tap, and no person or entity connected with the film has sponsored or endorsed its content. This podcast is not affiliated, sponsored, or licensed by Authorized Spinal Tap LLC or Century of Progress Productions.
Too Much Effing Perspective is a Milwaukee Talkies original.